News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. While the government looks into a recent General Motors recall, the automaker is making an offer to customers, as Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper explains.
GM is offering free loaner cars to owners of older model compacts that are part of an ignition switch recall linked to 33 crashes and 13 deaths. The company will also offer a $500 cash allowance to owners who want to buy or lease a new GM vehicle. Consumer advocate Ralph Nader is asked whether he thinks customers will bite.
Hardly. I think that was a bungle by General Motors.
Nader also tells Fox Business Network he thinks there was a cover-up somewhere along the line.
When I was looking into GM years ago, it was 18 steps to go from the factory floor all the way to the CEO.
GM has acknowledged it knew of an ignition switch problem as far back as 10 years ago and is cooperating with the government's investigation. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
The interviews continued today for a new Wausau fire chief. Michael Loy, the human relations specialist, told us they've got it narrowed down to three they would like to make that potential offer too. Two are from Wisconsin, one is from Illinois. And we've also learned that one of the candidates is the Stevens Point Fire Chief, Tracy Kajawa. We'll find out more after the process is complete. A Western Wisconsin teenager might have saved his sleeping family from being killed in a fire that almost destroyed their home. Paula Gunderson from Elk Mound says that the 15-year-old son, Malachi, noticed smoke in the house about 2 a.m. yesterday. He woke his mother, and they tried getting the 9-member family outside. They couldn't go downstairs to the first floor because it was too smoky, so Malachi guided everyone to the roof, went to a neighbor to get a ladder, and helped everyone to the ground. Everyone is just fine. A newly released poll finds that Governor Scott Walker and his Democratic challenger Mary Burke tied in a race for governor. Bob Haig has that story.
It's the Rasmussen Report's first look at the 2014 governor's race, the statewide poll of likely voters finding Walker and Burke each earning 45% support, 5% like some other candidate, another 5% undecided. The survey of 500 likely voters was conducted Monday and Tuesday, the margin of sampling error plus or minus 4.5 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence. This is the first poll since release of more than 28,000 pages of emails and documents related to the now-closed John Doe investigation of former Walker aides when he served as Milwaukee County Executive. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher tonight. Clear and cold early, then just decreasing clouds down to 4 degrees. Your Thursday outlook, slight chance of light snow in the morning, sunny later, high of 33. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.